Torreway, North West London, Erev Yom Kippur, the 8th of October, Rabbi Yehuda Baruch Lieberman, a successful Yom Kippur. This week's Shurim were sponsored Le'il Nishmas Chana Bas Rav Avraham HaKohen Klein, and today's Shurim sponsored Le'Refuas Shloime Yosef Dov Ben Chela.
Erev Yom Kippur, like we know, there's a mitzvah to eat. Rabbi Yehuda says that one of the reasons is that we're meant to be celebrating the fact that we have Yom Kippur. The fact that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is Mabir Ashmeisenu B'chol Shana V'Shama. And we can't have a Sukkah on Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur was busy with the Inuyim, with the Shmisa from all the Nyanim of Achilah Shtir. And therefore we celebrate the Sukkah of Yom Kippur on Erev Yom Kippur. I think this gives focus to what the taich of a successful Yom Kippur is. A successful Yom Kippur isn't necessarily defined by how we feel during Yom Kippur, even after Yom Kippur. There's much more going on. Through our efforts in Olam Hazeh, through our tefillahs, through our viduyim, through our tshuva, we're zeicha that we affect changes that are again the Olam Haruchni. It's rare that a person gets such a direct chance to start moving around things in the Olam Haba. A person has an Olam Haba and has the effects of the mitzvahs and the averus are there, and that we'll only see them, we'll only really meet them after 120. But here we get a chance to do tshuva, to be zeicha, to mavir ashmiseinu b'chol shana v'shana. Rabbi Shlomo Levi Weintraub, zecher tzaddik livracha, once pointed out that for Shleitzach, it's pashat that the effects of tshuva in the Olam Ha'Elyon, in the Olam Ha'Elyon, it's totally on our efforts within this world. But even within that, there's different ways of approaching what is called a successful Yom Kippur. And he said a friend once came over to him and said to him, "No, I had a wonderful Yom Kippur." So Rabbi Shlomo Levi said to him, "What was so wonderful about your Yom Kippur?" He said, I cried my whole way through the Yom Kippur. I felt very aroused, I felt very inspired, I felt very moved by Yom Kippur. And he said, I said to this friend of mine, I said, maybe, maybe not. But the real question of successful Yom Kippur is how much did you change? Not how moved you were. Emotions, sometimes they come, sometimes they don't. Sometimes a person can prepare for davening and he doesn't feel particularly moved. And other times, it just saves us. Very often the best way is just to let go and let the davening flow through us, to just listen to the words. And the emotions will come when they're ready. But to just be misbringing the words and let it happen. But what we do have the ability to affect is how much we change over Yom Kippur. How much we really make a cheshbon to try and ensure that the coming year is different. I'd like to touch on an akuda that will then help us maybe focus on the vidui of Yom Kippur. Your akuda of avodah of Yom Kippur includes something that's a very interesting din carbon, the din of the carbon lazozel, the zohar lazozel. How much it's a carbon, how much it's not a carbon, very interesting. Normal carbon is brought and it's shechted and the dam is nizrak on the mizbeach and there's emerim at least that go on the mizbeach. So you feel you'd be makriv a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This zohar lazozel, so the zohar lazozel, we mizvada all our chatoy and then we send it off to Eretz Gezeira and they take it to rocky place, chuck it down, smash it up. What's the avodah then? What's the significance? What's the mashmos of this sorrow that's sent lachutz? Normally you can't take kochim out of this and make the shutechutz. Here the din is an Eretz Gezeira, far from anywhere, and there we throw it down the cliff. Also seems interesting avodah. The other thing in Yom Kippur is that normally the avodah of karbonus is b'chutz. If it's b'fnim, then it's b'soich b'heichel. But the Kodesh Kodoshim we know is off limits against you. Somehow it comes to Yom Kippur, and the Kodesh Kodoshim is open to the Kohen Gadol at least, and his Maktik Teiris, and his Zerik the Dam, Lifnai v'lifnim. It's two k'tzovs, it's two, almost two extremes. On the one hand, we go further out than usual, take the Soil Azazel. On the other hand, we have the Sarah Nasa Bifnim that's mamish Nizrak Tom, or Lifnai Vilifnim, Pav says Nizrak Tom Lifnim. And these two are brought together. The two Seirim are brought together. They have to be the same, they have to be the same size, same, but similar in many ways. We bring them together, and only then there's a Goyrel and one goes Lazazel and one goes Lashem. What's the Lashmots of this? Once I have a Shem and Shapira, but all the Nikuda. We know this time of the year, Aseres Mechuva, is Negea to a specific group of people. For us, it's Rosh Hashanah, Shlisha Svarim, Iftachim. There's three Svarim, Sifron Shel Tzadikim, Sifron Shel Rishoyim, and Sifron Shel Beinanim. The Tzadikim are Nechtam, Benechtam, Le'alta Pashtas, on Rosh Hashanah. The Rishoyim are Nechtam, Benechtam, Lemisa, on Rosh Hashanah. And the Beinanim are Tzluim, Beinim, Iksiva, on Rosh Hashanah, and the Chsima on Yom Kippur. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we don't say Chsima for Chsima Teiv anymore. We say Gemah Chsima Teiv. Gemah Chsima Teiv. The Chsima has been done. Hopefully the Chsima will be Nigma HaLetoiv on Yom Kippur. So the Beinanim are those who are in between, and they're totally on Aseret Mitzvah. The first famous Kasha the Bilta asks, it says in Rambam state, what do the Beinanim do during Aseret Mitzvah? The zoicha of tshuva, then they do tshuva. If they do tshuva, then nechtavim lechayim. If they don't do tshuva, it's on the opposite. Fret the world, why do I have to do tshuva? The whole problem was that tzaddik had rubay mitzvahs, so it's nechtav lechayim. The rosh was rubay averus, it's nechtav lemisa. The beinani was half-half, so all it needs is one more. That means make sure for every two mitzvahs, if every averi does, you do two mitzvahs. Good, the Rambam says it's not Pashit, because it's bigger mitzvahs and bigger Averus, so you should make sure to do a lot more mitzvahs. But as long as Sachakad, he does more mitzvahs than Averus, Aseres Mechuvah, which he doesn't do more mitzvahs than Averus, Aseres Mechuvah, so many should be found. What's the daf on Tshuva daf? Many Tzrutzim have said, but it's a good kash. It's a good kash. There's another interesting
thing.
But he doesn't need, why does he need tshuva as a baby?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a kasha. The Beinani has a third sefer. The Sifron Shel Tzadikim, Sifron Shel Tzadikim, Sifron Shel Beinanim. Why does the Beinani need a sefer at all? We have Sifron Shel Tzadikim, Sifron Shel Rishayim. There's only two dinim, Chaim and Mavis. There's nothing in between. Maybe there's measures of Chaim and Mavis, but the Gemara is called as Chaim and Mavis. So the Beinani, if he's successful and he does his mitzvahs and he does his tshuva, so put him in the Sifron Shel Tzadikim afterwards, put him in the Sefer HaChaim. And if not, if he fails, so leave him in the Sefer Sifron Shel. For that 1 week, those 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he needed a special Sefer. The Gemara is mashma. The Gemara is mashma that the Beinani be'emes, his avoda blibes Beinani, and his ksiva blibes Beinani. The tzaddik is in the Sifron Shel Tzaddikim. The Rishoyim are in the Sifron Shel Rishoyim. And the Beinani is Nechtav the Sifron Shel Beinanim. The Shal is he going to be Nechtav L'chaim the Sifron Shel Beinanim? Or Faket? That's a funny thing. Why is there Sifron Shel Beinanim? And Rishonel is a tzaddik Levrocha, which Deltsu HaMe'iri. And the Me'iri in Chiba HaTshuva says, a chiddush in Taichin this Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brochas. But he brings that as taich in this Gemara. Then this is a part of a person's experience in life is, we all know that we have a yitzhar toiv and a yitzhar ra. That's the opposite of our bechira in life is, we have a yitzhar toiv and we have a yitzhar ra. The yitzhar ra and the yitzhar toiv are different. The yitzhar ra, everybody knows what the yitzhar ra feels like. A person has a taiva to eat something. It's a yetzer, in English we call it a drive, it's a push, it's a pull. You see what I'm saying? Being pulled by the nose. A person's mesupik whether they should eat something, not eat something. It can be able to happen. Imagine a person on a diet, and he's being very, very good, and then he sees this shtickle mamish, and it's such a... And he knows he shouldn't eat it, but he decided not to eat it. And then the next thing he knows, the question is whether to finish it.
So it's happened. He's not sure about the Hechsher, and then it's gone. There's a tremendous yeter. We know there's yitzorim that pull a person, that drive a person. Listen, there's a type of Rechmon's son, other yonim, which are yonim of Tumah persons. It pulls a person, it drives a person. You almost believe a hodah is a person's desire to sleep. Early morning, the alarm goes off, the snooze button. Most people know what that yitzorah feels like, the yitzorah of atzlos. The cheshbonis, the incredible cheshbonis that take place at that time of the morning, the calculations of somehow a person dreams he's going to get from bed to 0 to 60, bed to shul in, I don't know, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, somehow it didn't work yesterday and last week didn't quite work out, but after became we're at the there's such a lot to get back to sleep. There's, is a yetzara, it's all part of the yetzara. Rav Shaul says that there's a yetzara ruchni. There is another yetzara that just drives us to do the wrong thing just because it's wrong. But a lot of what we call yetzara is pashat, that the tithes of a person, the midas, that when a person feels offended, wow, how strongly feels those feelings, and how what the rotten from the comma and to knock somebody else down or knock him back is, it can drive a person to do things they would never do. Karas. A person gets angry, a normal, rational, sensible person who loves his family, loves his kids, and now he's treating them like, how's it shaykh? Because we have a myth of caste that drives us. Kina. Where a person sees somebody else successful and it just eats him up. And he drives himself to the grave trying to compete with this other person. Whether it's competing in Gashmins, sometimes even competing in Ruchnias, and the desire to show off. It's such a funny thing. You know, we all know what it looks like when we see someone showing off. And it doesn't impress us. But yet the person just feels they have to show off. Everybody, yeah, right, fine, so you know, very clever. Nobody's impressed by it, but we can't help it. We have that. It's a yet. All these yet, sorry. And like a few months after this, Bar Mitzvah's Rebbe noticed that there's a nisht zufrieden, this boy's mamash, seems to have lost his geschmack, his chius. So the Rebbe spoke to him, and eventually he warmed him up, and he spent time with him, and finally the boy opened up, and the Rebbe said, "Tell me, I can see something's disturbing you. What's happened? It seems since your Bar Mitzvah, instead of going up, you know, you had a big aliyah, and then you seem to have dropped." And the boy said to him, "By my bar mitzvah, there were drushes. And during the drushes, they said that there's something special that happens at the bar mitzvah. What happens? The person zeichet to his yetzer hatoiv." He said, "I waited. Next morning, I didn't have a yetzer hatoiv. A week later, also no yetzer hatoiv. A month later, it's already 5 months since my bar mitzvah. I don't have a yetzer. What aberrus did I do that made me such a mushchus that I didn't get a yetzer hatoiv?" This kid knows what the Yetzara feels like. Every 13-year-old boy knows what the Yetzara feels like. He knows what it's like when there's a game that he's desperate to play and his mother says he has to wait, and he knows. Every 13-year-old boy knows what the Yetzara was like. The Yetzara schlepped him by the nose. He can't resist it. She was told there's going to be a Yetzara Toiv. So he expected the Yetzara Toiv would be the same. And tomorrow morning he'll wake up, and he'll have this just massive desire to just jump out of bed and run to Shacharis. And he'll come to learning, and he'll be maybe not such a big tzaddik in chol lessons, but kodesh, come to Gemara, the Yetzer HaTov will bump, schlep him to the Bismedrash. It won't be a Moshe or the Bismedrash. The Yetzer HaTov will take. And he didn't find this Yetzer HaTov. Now the Teretz is, as the Yetzer HaRa. And the Yetzer HaTov is the Yetzer HaTov. I always picture the Yetzer HaRa as an Ishra. There's a wild Vildachaya. So he pushes you, he schleps you, The Yetzer HaTov is a tzaddik. If the Tov is an edel tzaddik, if you ever knew the Manchester Shiva, you know he's not going to shout to you, just like. So he gives you a tap, a little nudge, whispers in our ear. But really, what it means is, in real terms, the Yetzer HaRa is Kriches HaGuf. The Yetzer HaRa is the Gashmis. The Yetzer HaRa is the Chilik HaTachton of the Adam, the Midrash Rois. The Yetzer HaTov is the Chilik HaElyon, the Seichel, the Yashrus. And that voice only comes later, only comes when we become a bar mitzvah, a bar das. And it's always that subtle, quiet voice in the background. We have to listen to the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Ra is there, Yetzer Levadam Ramin Urov. A child is born with all these Yetzerim. A child is born and he's got retainers and tithers, and every form of selfishness comes naturally to a child. He doesn't need training. Leave a person to his natural mahalchim, he'll end up a mushchas b'midas. It's natural. The Yetzer Hara comes natural. The Yetzer Tov is to be developed. The Yetzer Tov is to be listened to. The Yetzer Tov is to be recognized. And the truth is, it goes further than that. What's the real person? The neshama or the guf? What's more part of who we are? What's more the real muhus adam? I've had the Yetzer Tov, the kerech and neshama. That's much more the etzem adam. The guf, the keichus that we're given with, the mokim that we're, the chelik hagashmi, that we have to be mala, and the stabak within the shama that it becomes a shalom. But the real adam is the chelik haktusha, the ruach, the neshama. But we don't feel it that way. Maybe because we're born that way, maybe because that's the tenor of the holam since kata adam rishon. But the facts are, we don't feel that way. If a person's got a yetzer and a yetzer tov, he knows he should be learning. But at the same time, there's something really interesting that's lying outside. And he's popped out, and there's a newspaper there. And the shayla is, he's going to read the newspaper, he's going to go back in. How does he feel? Does he say, I want to learn, but this horrible Yetzer Hara tells me that he wants me to read the newspaper? We don't feel that way. We say, I really want to read the newspaper, but I know I should learn. We feel the Yetzer Tov is more external than the Yetzer Hara. I'm hungry, but I really should go and help my mother, help whatever, do a mitzvah. I'm hungry, but really, there's something that's telling me that I should. I'm angry, I'm very angry, but my Yetzer Tov says I shouldn't let go and I shouldn't make this phone call now, I should wait. The Yetzer has a way of taking over us. Since Chedot HaMarishin, the Yir of Tevarah means we feel the Yetzer Hara before we feel the Yetzer Tov. We have to listen to the Yetzer Tov. And La'amitoi, Sinish does it even in English, it's interesting. People say, I let myself down. When a person does something that's wrong, I feel I let myself down. It's fascinating. We have two ways of describing ourselves. There's I and the self. I let myself down. A person dehears that there's a self, there's an inner chelik that's La'amitoi shel Adam. But I, my ego, my tithers, my retainers, my yetzaros, let me down. I let myself down. And this premises the definition of who the person is. Because the Gemara says there in Brachas that there's a tzaddik, and there's a rosha, and there's a beinoni. Who's the tzaddiks of the Gemara? Tzaddik, yetzer tov, shoftim. Tzaddikim are those who are judged, who are run, who are driven by the yetzer tov. That's a tzaddik. Rishoyim Yetzer Ra Shoftim. You find people whose primary drive is the Yetzer Hara. Two different types of people. The tzaddik can also do averus, but he lives with the hakara of the Yetzer Tov. The real him is the Yetzer Tov. That's a tevahot. The Rosha, the real Rosha, how does he feel? The Rosha feels like he feels the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Tov is another voice. Beinanim, zevzeh shiftom. The Beinani is the regular person who's sometimes pulled by his Yetzer Hara, sometimes pulled by his Yetzer Tov. His avodah is the avodah of tshuva. Very interesting. You know, I heard a story of a beautiful maisa. It was a rov in a shul. And in the shul that davened, a yid started coming and davening. His children moved away, and he decided he was still going to stay there, and he started davening in the shul. Rob noticed an Elchi Yid. Abachi was a Chomaz Yid. He'd been through the war, but he was Elchi Yid, was there for davening. One thing the Rav noticed: came to Birchas Kohanim, the Yid was never there. So he always slipped out before Birchas Kohanim. He went up. So he was puzzled. So he decided Yom Tov, his drosha Yom Tov, and he's going to give a drosha first day Pesach. His drosha is going to be all about Birchas Kohanim. Shmuel Pesach also spoke about Birchas Kohanim. What happened? comes to Bechazkenim, just before Bechazkenim, the Zion leaves, and he disappears. It bothered him. Came to the next Yom Tov. And this time the Rav said, you know what? Give droshes, much better. And invite him for the Yom Tov Suda. Invite for Yom Tov Suda, he'll stay till the end of the Davening, stay till the end of the Davening, he'll be at Bechazkenim. And then afterwards, maybe I'll tell him how beautiful Bechazkenim wasn't. So Yitzhak invites him, he agrees, come for the Suda. And they get through Davening, Shacharis is fine, and they get through Musaf, and halfway through Chazaras HaShatz, Steve disappears, Machtava Yivrach. He comes after Davening, and he eats back, and he's standing outside waiting for the Rav. And he couldn't contain himself, so he the first thing. He says, do you have that over here to run away from Bechazkan? And he told him the story. He said, we were in the camps, and we were down, we were depressed, and almost everybody lost everything. We lost our emuna, we lost our will to live. But there was one yid us who was mischazik, and he always seemed to be in a positive state of mind. He always had a good vote for somebody else. He was the one who remembered when it was Yom Tov. He was the one who was mechazik us. And it came Pesach time, and he realized there was a Seder, and he arranged a Seder, so he didn't have anything to eat, didn't have anything to drink. But we went through the Agoda, and he so inspired us that we remembered home, and the whole room was uplifted. Adka dekach, that we forgot ourselves. And we started to sing. It was late at night, they'd gone to sleep, and they'd woken up, and together this group, and we started singing, a guard heard, and he came running in, everybody jumped into their beds, but it was too late, he heard something. And he walked in and he grabbed the first yid and schlepped him up. And he started shaking him and said, who arranged it? And he didn't say anything. But this person who arranged it, this tzaddik, got up and he said, it was me. And the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, called everybody out. And they kept them up for hours. And then they said, this fellow, they're going to give him a mitzvah, Mishun Rechmon Etzlan. And this yid said, just before you kill me, I have one last wish. So the Ritzach said to him, one last wish, what do you want, another loaf of bread? He said, no. By then it was already getting a Lisa Shacha. And he said, I have a last chance, I want to bench my brothers. That's the wunsch, so he gave him his last wish. And he climbed onto a box, and with tears, and b'chiyas, and with his whole heart and soul, he said, Birchus Kehen. And then Yimach Shemam, they killed him. And the Siyud said, I was so moved by that Birchus Kehen. But after the war, so I moved to America, and I chamachit given a chonish mit Yidin, a chonish mit Yiddishkeit, a chonish mit the Rabbeinu Shlom. I'm going to have nothing to do with him. And of course, I moved away. We went to an area where there weren't many Yidin. I said, I was dating a shiksa. And it got more serious, and it seemed like it was going to happen. And one day I'm walking down the street, and I'm thinking about the upcoming wedding, and I hear in my ears the ringing of that Birchus Kehanim, and I knew I just couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. And I broke off with her, and ended up marrying a Jewish girl, but we decided, nothing, that our children are not even going to know that we're Jewish. Came the first day of school, I was taking my daughter to school, Vizhleta to Gersha school. I'm on the way and I hear the Birchus Kehanim in my ears. And I just felt I couldn't take my own daughter to Gersha school. So the Rebbe soll's wissen, ich habe drei Tochter, I have three daughters. And I brought them up as erliche Yidinus and all married, raising Yiddish from a kinder, bischus that Birchus Kehanim. I'm so frightened that if I hear another Birchus Kehanim, it'll take away that memory of the Birchus Kehanim. And I won't have that to hold on to. It kept my Yiddishkeit. Yom Kippur is a day when a person, people say, you know, Yom Kippur was so gewaldig, but then there was nothing left. Yom Kippur is a day when a Yid knows he has a Yetzer HaTov. We're all paying on him. We all have a zev zeh shefto. We all have times when there's yetzer, a time when there's yetzer tov. But within the world of Beinonim, we can't go into Sifrei Rishayim, Baruch Hashem, because we're not Sifrei Rishayim. We don't yet belong in Sifrei Shel Tzaddikim because we're not Tzaddikim. We're still people who have a Zevazeh Shifta. But within the world of Beinonim, there are two distinctly different types. There are Beinonim who live with the Yetzer Hara and a memory of the Yetzer Hara, even they're struggling. And there's Beinonim with a slight, subtle difference. The Yetzer Hara people with a very strong Yetzer Hara that they're conquering. Yes, they're riding a wild Yetzer Hara, but they're riding. The Malach, the Odom, the Ruchni is riding. He gets thrown off, and the horse takes him to the wrong place, and he's on top of the horse, not the horse on top of him. The Yetzer Tov is riding. The Avod of Yom Kippur, he comes into Yom Kippur, into the Shtei Seirim, and Mitzad Tiveinu, we don't know which one is going to, where it's going to go. But if we're Zeich, to send the Avinus La'azazin, to say you belong in Eretz Seir because you aren't who I am. The real me, the Rotsan Pnimi, that we're Maragish in Yom Kippur, is the Hichkeit of Yid, the Dveikus Bakudish Baruch, the Sar, the Nasa, the Fnai, the Fnim. Normally we can't get there. It's Efensach Yom Kippur. A person can get to the places that he doesn't even know that he has. And for Shteitzach tomorrow it's going to close, because we're paining him and our void is to live with both. But at least we remember, I'm a Yetzer Tov battling a Yetzer Hara. Not only the Yetzer Hara sometimes hears Yetzer Tov. And that becomes the kaveya of what it means to have a successful Yom Kippur. That we find within ourselves that chelik that is so quiet, that is so dormant a whole year. And we experience it. And we let it drive us. And we let it tell us where we want to go. People say, oh, it's such a Sogas Yom Kippur. They go, I bet we can't live a whole year by that Sogas Yom Kippur. But we now have this light shining on our year. I'm a person who has a rotzen for shleimus and davening. Can you compare a person who holds that it's okay to come late for davening? That's how he lives. I come late. To a person who still remembers the Yom Kippur, but it was such an embarrassing thought to ever be late for davening. I don't know how many times I make it on time during the year. Oh, it's an under a yid. He's a yid who comes on time, but punk is late. Ain't a doimer. A person who's unpleasant to his family, to his wife, to his children, I'm all. But he's a person who senses, b'mamake nafshe, from his Yom Kippur, tzoraunu. I can't be a person who causes others anguish. I'm a person who has a rotzon for tov. I want to build people up. I want to make everybody I meet smile. I want to bring happiness to the world. He's nichsho with his midas. As an under yid, an under dveik, as a person has a commitment to Torah. He, when Yom Kippur heard, came chayenu v'erich yomenu, and really wanted to spend so much time learning every day. And he's machlit, and he makes kabbalas, and he makes achlotas. Let's say his kabbalas can't make it through. Let's say it wasn't realistic. And some of his kabbalas won't last till next year. Oh, but he's a yid versus land. He's a yid who's dovik b'Torah, who punk doesn't make it to the Beis Medrash. Can you compare it to the yid who's an outsider? There's so much we can achieve. Yom Kippur's binyan ha'odom. And if you look at the vidui, so much of the vidui focuses not on what we've done, as who we are. They're all agadoros of midos, of Torah Shevelev. Most of the vidui is describing inner chalokim, yitzorim, that we're trying to recognize, that's not me. And when we push aside those chalokim of ourselves, and we break that sense of I am the Yetzer Hara. For care to persevere, senses is the Yetzer Tov. It's an under a mensch. It's an under a mensch. He comes out the other side. He's Noki from Chet, and it's Dovik Bakudish Baruch Hu. And Ba'atim Advekim Vashem Lekechem Chayim Kulchem Ayeh. Tio. Ja. 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 Ja.